Give your attention then to the lessons from God's Word for this fifth Sunday after Epiphany. We're looking, first of all, at the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Remember, Isaiah is one of those prophets, in fact, the primary prophet that we hear from at Christmas time. So many different prophecies and promises from God that came through Isaiah to the people of Israel to remind them, point them to the coming Savior. And he's the one then that records these events, this one particular event, in chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two they covered their faces. With two they covered their feet. With two they flew. One called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole earth is full of his glory." The foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of the one who called, and the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, "I am doomed. I am ruined because I am a man with unclean lips and I dwell among a people with unclean lips. And because my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me carrying a glowing coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with the coal and said, "Look, this has touched your lips, so your guilt is taken away and your sin is forgiven." Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am. Send me." Our first lesson. Take your hymnal, the red one, and open to page 91. We'll join to sing the psalm for today. It's Psalm 67 in the red hymnal on page 91. Our second lesson this morning comes from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10. We'll begin at verse 12. The Apostle Paul reminds us of how not only important, but rewarding and special this task is to be able to actually proclaim to others the good news about Jesus. He says, "So there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, because the same Lord is Lord of all, who gives generously to all who call on him. Yes, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So then, how can they call on one in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in one about whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news of peace, who preach the gospel of good things.' But not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, 'Lord, who believed our message?' So then, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message comes through the word of Christ." Our second lesson. The verse for today, "Alleluia." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Alleluia. Let us arise now for the reading of the gospel. Today's gospel is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. We'll start there at verse 1. Glory. Jesus uses whatever is available to be able to do what he has been called and commissioned to do by his Heavenly Father. We're told one time, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the Word of God, he was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there along the shore. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. He sat down and began teaching the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered him, "Master, we worked hard all through the night and caught nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were about to tear apart. They signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, because I am a sinful man." For Peter and all those with him were amazed at the number of fish they had caught. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Have no fear. From now on, you will be catching people." After they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to you.
Let's join in confessing our faith now using the words of the Nicene Creed. It's on pages 19 and 20 in the supplement. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Take now the blue hymnal, the new one, for our sermon hymn, number 907 in the blue hymnal, 907.